Yes, Chief Jarvis at the fire department this morning, isn't he? So, good morning. Did you say you were sad today?
Yeah.
Why are you sad?
Because my cousin's not here.
Oh, because Chuck isn't here today. Yes. We should all just drive by the fire company and just say hi to him after church. That'd be impressive. Yes, yeah. 15, 20 cars just rolling over there. Say hey, Chuck. Hey, you know, sometimes we don't feel good, do we? You ever have like a skinned knee? You ever have sunburn?
Yeah.
You know, what do you do when you have sunburn?
Put aloe on.
That's right, put aloe on. You know what aloe is?
Yeah.
Comes in a tube, so it's aloe on. Well, actually, aloe is a plant, just like this. This is an aloe plant. And an aloe plant is pretty cool. You know, it's actually in the cactus family. They look like cactus, but this, they don't hurt you. They're not spines. They're just little thingies. But the aloe plant is really interesting, like other cactus, but aloe is very special. And even back centuries, the aloe has been the plant of healing. You know why it's the plant of healing? Because inside the aloe plant, would you like to hold that for me?
Sure.
Yeah. Inside this is just from another aloe plant, a different style. You see this has little ribs on it on the sides, like this one does, just a different kind of aloe plant. But when you break the aloe plant, inside it is aloe. So dip your finger in it, just rub it, just feel it there. You have a boo-boo finger?
Okay.
Yeah, because you get this, you had sunburn, you could rub that under your sunburn like that. It doesn't hurt, does it? See, it works every time. But the aloe plant, for centuries, has been known as the plant of healing because it offers the liquid inside the plant. It's so good to soothe the skin, to soothe sunburn, to soothe a boo-boo. That you might have. You know, God is in the healing business. God wants us to, not only when we suffer, when we feel bad, that He wants to be the one that heals us, to offer a word of encouragement to us. And so we connect to God's healing power through prayer, by reading God's word, by spending time with others who share our faith experience. And so that during this week, I wonder, you know, there might be some people you run across, you know, at school that might be hurting. And so you could offer a word of encouragement. You think of three people that are kind of not doing so good right now. You could be the person, you could be an aloe plant to them by offering your encouragement, your prayers, tell them that you care about them, to hear their concerns, to encourage them, to help them get the help that they need. Yes. And when you need God's help, just remember that God is there. That God is the one through Christ that provides for us, for forgiving our sins, to give us hope when we're discouraged, and to help us out even when we have hurts and other kinds of pains in life. So this aloe plant is for you. And you can take care of that. And you know, I want that to be a reminder that you have been healed by God, that God wants to keep healing you, and that you also are a healer for others. That's a great gift that you have, Mariah. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for reminders of your healing power. And I thank you for Mariah today. We pray for those three friends of hers that seem to have some hurts in their life. We ask that Mariah would be a word of encouragement to them, a help to them. They would find healing as well. Now, Lord, when we feel hurt, we thank you that you provide healing. Sometimes in the most unusual, but always remarkable ways. Surprising us at every step, for you, like the planter, is always around to reach out to us and make things better. In Jesus' name, Amen.